I would go fly planes, and I'd just go up in the instructor room and go do touch and goes.
What began as a birthday gift turned into a hobby for Addison Brown, who's better known by his stage name, Vader.
I remember this one time, I was this little fucking plane in between. It was like a B-18 bomber ahead of me and a B-22 behind me, and I had to like be super cautious about like landing and past where they landed because of like wind turbulence and all this stupid shit, and it was so scary.
He's the type of person where any hobby turns into an obsession real quick, which is why I honestly wasn't expecting what he said next.
The plane thing just got a little bit not exciting enough. It was kind of just me going up with an instructor and practicing stuff, and I don't think I was getting enough of like I was young. I needed more.
This is the series from Check 2. I'm your host, Colin Jackson. For the series, we're going to talk to artists and just learn about their lives. Who are they? How do they get where they are? What do they really do, and why do they do it? This episode features Vader. He's an electronic DJ, producer, and he has an EP coming out soon. Vader's apartment reflects who he is, calm, focused, and ready for a kind of intimidating future. He has this large monitor hooked up to some futuristic silver and shiny Apple product on his desk. An industrial-sized turntable mixer was on the table to the right, and there were cords everywhere. Him and I just sat in the middle of it all, with two cats jumping on us. They were pretty cute, and it felt right that one of them was named Obi. Star Wars definitely means a lot to him.
When I was a little kid, it's not that I like didn't like my name Addison. I just, you know, I thought it was a girl's name, and you know, blah blah. It, you know, kind of technically is both, and whatever. You're always just hard on yourself when you're a kid, and so like, I'd go by Anakin all the time because I was obsessed with Star Wars. I'd tell kids my name was like Anakin on the playground, and my parents would have to tell them like, no, his name's not Anakin, it's Addison. I was thinking about that, and then I was just like, Anakin became Vader.
Vader moved to Lansing, Michigan from Dallas, Texas for school at MSU, where he knew no one. Since then, he's done all kinds of shows, from radio gigs to festival sets to house parties, which he loves even when things go wrong.
We're in this co-op. It's just a big house, and like in the living room, they have pretty high ceilings. The stage was kind of a table on a table, and a very pretty much as janky as it sounds. So we're up high. I mean, you could touch the ceiling from where we're at, and it's cool because you're up over everyone and you're up over the lights. It's pretty sweet. So this guy had kind of weaseled his way high up to the platform that we're on and was just kind of jamming out to the left of me. Yeah, he was trying to get me to just play some like rap music that on a normal day, it's not like I'd have any problem like with what he was requesting. It just wasn't the vibe. I was throwing down, you know, bass music and trap and like all this really heavy festival shit. It was late. People were drunk. It was not the time to just slow it down and play some trap rap. I can tell he's getting a little annoyed that I wasn't playing it. But there's always that kid, so I wasn't really thinking anything of it. There's just always that kid that gets annoyed and is persistent. You might have to be a little bit stern or whatever for a second. He dipped for a little bit, but then he appears back looking out on the audience. He was on my left shoulder up high, and then all of a sudden he was down low to the right, kind of up under the lights in like a terrible spot where there's just cords and the backs of the lights and just an awful spot. And he's clearly pretty heated. The kid's just going at it at my friend, just really just ruining the vibe. And then he steps on some cords or something and basically kills like half the sound. I kind of snap myself and turn over him and just start yelling at him like, dude, you already messed up the party, like just go. And we got into it, and he's this tall ass dude with lanky arms, and I'm a pretty short guy, and he swung up and pretty much got me. It wasn't anything like significant, but he swung at me, and so I kicked him, and that was pretty much it. Like he kind of got one in the face with his hand, and I kind of got one in the face with my foot. Like he was falling into the lights and speaker cables. It was just like a horrible spot to be someone trying to swing at me. At the end of the day, you get a cool story out of it, and it's whatever. But in the moment, it really like sucks, because that just was not the way I like to see a party die. It's just not necessary. It's just so annoying. But it comes with liking house parties. So
it's probably that desire to put on a good show, even if it meant taking one in the face, that's been getting him spots on these festival lineups.
I would just say it came from just a lot of like networking and getting my name out there and building an audience that'll come to my shows. That's really like a huge factor. That first Life in Color that I played, Steve Aoki, I played that, and that was a festival stage, and that was the first time I'd ever done that, and that was really sweet and stuff. It was a real different feeling for me because I just had to get used to not being able to interact so closely with people, and figure out how to like gauge and just play to the bigger crowd. Up all night. I don't want to say that like that first time though I fell in love with it. I still loved it. It was an amazing set. I think like Commencement Festival though was really the first time that I felt like things really clicked for me as Vader. I feel like that's when I really started to get ahead for myself as far as what I wanted my brand to be and my sound to be, what I do and like who I associate with. I feel like the first like year was just this big trial run for everything. I just was dipping my toes into any circle of friends that would invite me in, or group of people, or group of DJs, or whatever. I played the second Life in Color for Zed's Dead. Opening for Arlo Grime, it was just amazing, just being able to say that. He's one of my idols and one of the first people I kind of started looking at, and he's a bucket list guy to say I opened for, and I hope the future allows me to just be able to not only open for, but network and do things with and collaborate with and just do artistic shit with cool people like that. Have this passion for house parties over anything. I mean, it's where I came from. It's like what I know. It's like in the times that things were the most organic in their roots, it's like it was just me playing house parties all the time for like my friends, and that was like what I loved and fell in love with. I'm an only child, and I spend a lot of time on the internet, and always have since I was a kid, and never really like got that far into video games or anything like that. I was just kind of into Reddit and just reading about crazy shit, honestly, blowing my mind in my own room. Like, it was kind of fun. I was just always going to parties and talking to a bunch of people. I just like to talk to people, debatably too much, so it wasn't that it was this outlet, but it was subliminally like an outlet to DJ at parties. I guess I was just like the iPod kid. Like, I was the aux cord hog all the time. My intention really was to just have something at home to do, like just a hobby, like just something to play with. Like I said, I've just never been into video games really. And I mean, I had a Call of Duty phase like everyone did, but like I never really liked video games that much. I just always like wanted a weird hobby. I was like the hyper kid and the kid that need to chill out. And so I just always really needed some hobby, and when I had one, I was obsessed with it. I have a very obsessive personality to things like that. You know, a lot of it was me playing at parties, but a lot of it was really me like uploading SoundCloud mixes that were just 15 minutes long sometimes, like 15, 20 minutes long. And they get so many plays because you're just this kid in high school. You walk down the hall and tell 50 people to go listen to your mix on SoundCloud. When you're in high school and everyone's doing sports and you're like, hey, listen to this SoundCloud mix I made. It's like, what? It seems like really different and interesting to someone. It was pretty easy to get people listening to it and interested. And so I just love doing it. I do Trap Tuesday was like my thing. And I do a Trap Tuesday every other week. And I just mix like 10 trap songs together and have fun with it and then put it on SoundCloud. They're probably still on SoundCloud, which is probably embarrassing. But I think that's cool that someone can go back and see that. So whatever.
So you know how when most people buy complicated stuff online, they get in way over their heads. Apparently part of Vader's dedication means being part of a rare breed of people that can actually follow along with a YouTube instructional video.
I ended up not even going with a DJ mixer. I loved it because there's always at the party, like, that kid that walks up that's like, yo, I DJ too. Like, I want a DJ too, man. Like, let me touch some knobs, man. They're just, like, drunkly touching your shit, thinking that they know what it is because it's familiar enough, you know? But this was just literally flashing lights and knobs in no context whatsoever. It was cool because it was, like, my own unique thing, and I could do a lot with it, and it was just fun. And it was portable.
The portable part became really useful once he got to Michigan State.
I was just itching and itching to DJ. I'd do it in my dorm room, and, you know, everyone in my hall would come listen to me mix, and we'd pregame and everything like that, and we'd go to, like, the riverboats and everything. And so when me and John initially met...
John being John Smoltz Jr., son of the Hall of Fame pitcher and college night DJ on the local riverboat.
When I started DJing on the riverboat, he told me that he was the host of The Pulse.
Despite having a guest spot on the college radio station and a weekly paid set for the first time, Addison Brown still didn't have an actual stage name. Because, you know, that makes perfect sense, right?
I started listening to, like, darker music, and it was just kind of like a funny, like, leap to names from, you know, me trying to name myself Anakin when I was a little kid. And so I, like, just said it to a friend or something like that, and it kind of just stuck throughout that week. It was like, Vader, you know, I talked about it a little bit. It seemed to roll off the tongue, and it stuck. I was spelling it with no E in it, and it looked cool, and it was short. It kind of just became my friggin' name. Like, I definitely get called Vader way more than I get called Addison. And it's just funny how, like, I was a little kid trying to get my name to be Anakin, and now just I find myself having friggin' Vader as my name. As far as, like, how I built Vader, I hate to go back to it, but just figuring out who I like to, you know, associate with. Like, you know, Zach Haggie's been a huge part of who I am. He's my photographer and videographer and has shot, like, 90% of everything you see on my Instagram. You know, I feel like he has his own look and his own style that he brings to it. That's been a huge part of building my brand. And same with, like, the Oddist. I met him early on, Edgar, who runs the Oddist. We met early on through Zach, and I've always been more than happy to rock his stuff on stage because it's awesome clothing, and I like having, like, those associations of people.
It just fit for Lansing-based rapper Roscoe P to link up.
As far as the Roscoe P stuff and everything like that, and, like, the hip-hop stuff, really, I mean, he reached out to me, like, a while ago and said he wanted to talk about working together, and I was really about it, too. I had experience DJing for hip-hop shows, and I love that, and it's always been, hip-hop's been a huge part of me, so I saw it as a really awesome opportunity to do some hip-hop stuff for, like, the passion of it, you know, and I really like Roscoe's brand. Felt like it fit me really well, too, with my, like, darker image. It seemed like a good fit, like, it seemed cool, and we clicked really well from the get-go. We did, like, a Waka Flocka show at Wayside. That would be, like, our first thing, and it was awesome. For our first show together, it was amazing. We all had, like, really awesome energy, clicked really well, and it worked really well. And then Common Ground, and closed out Common Ground after Big Sean over on the Sparrow stage, and it was just incredible. I mean, it was really, like, a set I won't forget, and it definitely set the tone for, like, what we want to do together. And as far as, like, the future of it, what comes, like, I will always DJ for him, and we're going to be working on some stuff here soon. Like, you'll definitely still see us working together and such, but we're also driven on our own brands as well. It's a fun collaboration. We just click really well, and, like, doing stuff together, and our sounds make a lot of sense, so we'll still be doing stuff, and I definitely, like, look forward to, like, what we have coming, but nothing that I can really, like, speak to of yet.
So no word if the mixtape's dropping or not. And that's cool. He's got something else in store.
I'm not going to call it an album or anything like that, but it'll be an EP, and it'll be, like, my first collective body of work that you could say I put out there. I mean, I put a lot into my mixes. I think there's a huge, you know, art to that. It's in itself, and I feel like I've gotten really dialed in on what my sound is on those and how I like to make them, and it'll always be, like, a running thing on my page. And, you know, the music production stuff is really, like, what I'm focusing the most on right now and having the most fun with and enjoying the most, and what will really ultimately take me the furthest. I've just been really grinding on that. it's going to be like really meaningful to me as far as like the message it gets across, and it'll be pretty obvious as things come out. I'm aiming to put out like the first single of it in November, in early November, hopefully.
Tell me what you need to do for the lies. Yeah, I can't relate, this is my life. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then as far as like the clothing that I'm doing and stuff, it'll kind of tie into the messages that are in the EP, and so it'll kind of come full circle. It'll have like, you know, overlapping messages and overlapping themes. You know, I just really am focusing on kind of blending a more 808 based and hip hop based structure and style into like modern trap and bass electronic music, and just kind of fusing the two. Like I really want to fuse like hip hop and bass music in a way that I love. I see a big lane for that right now. The hip hop and EDM headliner festivals are getting to be a big thing. There's a lot of attention at it, and I think people are being more receptive. Like, and I've seen it myself firsthand with bringing out Roscoe P. Is like, people were so receptive of it, and I was like, you know, pretty not nervous, because I was very confident that people would like it, because I was like so hyped for us to perform together, because it was like, I just know that it's going to click. But, you know, I was like, you know, how are people going to receive this? You know, it's a totally different type of music than hip hop in a sense. So a lot of people may not like it, like just hands down not like it, but it's been a lot more receptive. So I'm really kind of just working on building my sound around bringing those two together in my way. I go through like, you know, SoundCloud and blogs, and I get to my computer, and when I start it, I don't try to just use what I've already got. I try to treat it as like, okay, I need to dive deep in research, you know, and like I have this sound in my head, and it ends up just being like I dive into this like theme of tracks and stuff, and I end up finding producers that are like low-key underground producers of the sound that I'm like looking for and stuff, and I'll end up being turned on to a guy that's, you know, becomes one of my favorite producers or something. Like I recently found like Kaiwachi, and I've not really heard of Kaiwachi yet, and I'm like obsessed, and it's awesome. And it was just because I was like diving deep into like music land, finding songs and stuff for the Reaper. And I want to always kind of put stuff that's really underground on there. If someone wants to listen to like the top everything banger, like, you know, go listen to this, you know, headliner set from the last festival. It's not a bad thing, but that's where you're gonna find it, and there's enough of those out there. Yo, what up? My name is Vader. I am a producer / DJ of the electronic and hip hop nature. Crazy on stage, just because I just want to give it my all and put all my energy into it and just like make every moment count. And it's really just not, it's not so much that I have this crowd that's like, you know, paying attention and stuff. It's just that I like get this opportunity to share something and talk to, like, just, you know, tell my story or whatever and stuff, and give you my perception of like what I'm into and stuff, and see how you receive it. And it's like you just every smile is like this like positive feedback, and just makes your day a little bit brighter. Like, the best way to put it, if it's one face or if it's like 5,000 faces, it's just like you're partying with people and you're just having fun, and that's, I mean, everyone likes to party and have fun, so if I can do that, boom.
Thanks for listening. Today's music comes from Vader. More artist segments are going to come out soon, and click subscribe to find out when new episodes drop. If you or someone you know would like to be featured, just comment and I'll try to make it happen. Peace.